After a day off at Camp David, it'll be back to the campaign trail for President Obama this week. He's taking his message on jobs and the economy to a couple of key battleground states, including Virginia, later this week. It's a message that's getting a lot tougher in light of job reports that are probably starting to feel like a broken record to many voters. Let's bring in Paul Brandis, the White House correspondent at West Wing Reports. Paul, we had yet another report from the Labor Department this week, and lately President Obama's been using those reports to go after Mitt Romney.
Well, he has seemed, in fact, rather defensive, but you can expect the Obama campaign to now start pointing out the complaints that even Mitt Romney made when he was governor of Massachusetts. There's a tape that's now surfaced where Romney was complaining about criticism leveled at him after about 3.5 years in office. When people said, well, how come you haven't really created a lot of jobs? And Romney said, look, I inherited kind of a bad hand here, and we were losing tons of jobs when I came in, and that's not fair. Well, it sounds very, very similar to what Obama has been talking about, like you say, with this broken record. There's just one big difference, though. When Obama talks about the 3.5 years he's had to deal with, it's been in the aftermath of what really has been this really nasty turndown, the worst since the Great Depression. When Romney talks about the turndown he had to face, he made his comments in 2006 before all of this happened. So when Romney was talking about, you know, the downturn that he had to deal with, things like the bank bailouts, the Fannie and Freddie bailouts, the housing collapse, all of that stuff had yet to happen. So very interesting. Same complaining, same time frame, but very different underlying conditions.
Yeah, and as we move forward and continue to see this jobs picture moving forward at a snail's pace, I mean, the conditions that are causing that are really out of either guy's control, aren't they?
Well, if you look at what the Federal Reserve is saying about its long-term forecast, it recently revised its long-term outlook, and they now say that unemployment will probably remain above 7% heading into 2015. 2015, that's halfway through either Obama's second term or Romney's first. So hardly a cheerful forecast. And again, as I've mentioned before, all of the things that Romney and Obama are talking about, you know, they want to have tax cuts for the middle class, help businesses grow by slashing regulations, these kind of things. At the end of the day, what really will spur the economy is consumer demand. And consumers, again, continue to deleverage. They are still up to their necks in debt. And data shows that folks are paying off debt, saving for the future, which are good things, granted. But when people are saving and not spending, consumer demand is weak. And that's why companies have very little incentive to hire. And that is one reason, a big reason, why the economy is weak and why the Federal Reserve itself says we're going to have 7% unemployment for the next, or higher, for the next couple of years.
And no matter who's in the Oval Office, I take it. Now, is the jobs picture factoring into the decisions that President Obama and Mitt Romney are making in terms of the states they're visiting going forward in the campaign?
Oh, absolutely. These swing states are certainly where they're spending the bulk of their time, where all of the TV advertising is going. And what's interesting, since we talked about these swing states he's visiting this week, Iowa and Virginia. In Iowa, it's hardly tough times. The unemployment rate is 5.1%. In Virginia, it is 5.6%, both well below the national average. What's interesting, I looked at Iowa's rate. People seem to forget how bad things really were 4 years ago. I think there's this case of a double amnesia. A Democrat's memory is sharpest on stuff that happened before January 2009, while Republicans have conveniently forgotten everything that happened back then. But if you look at what happened in Iowa in the month alone before Obama took office, in 1 month alone, Iowa's unemployment rate went from 4.2% to 6.1% in 1 month before Obama took off. I mean, that's how bad things were getting, and that's how fast the ship was sinking. And yet, so when Obama makes his case, I think the data really backs that up.
And we'll watch as President Obama makes that case this week. Thanks as always, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Brandis is the White House correspondent at West Wing Reports. You can follow him on Twitter at West Wing Report.